This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah has struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel, according to the Israeli military. It warns of another war with the Iran-backed militant group. The increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts as Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepares to visit Israel on his latest Mideast tour. The U.S. has urged Israel to wind down its blistering offensive in Gaza and shift to more targeted attacks against Hamas leaders. An airstrike near the southern city of Rafah killed another two journalists Sunday. On another urgent diplomatic mission to the Middle East, Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders to press for their help in tamping down resurgent fears that Israel's three-month war against Hamas in Gaza could spread, and discussions with Qatar's emir and Jordan's king. Blinken on Sunday spoke of the need for Israel to adjust its military operations and also significantly boost the amount of humanitarian aid reaching Gaza, while stressing the importance of preparing detailed plans for the post-conflict future of the territory, while also stressing the importance of which is decimated by Israeli bombardments. The mission is Blinken's fourth to the region in 3 months since the war began. Libya's state-run oil company says production at the country's largest oil field has been suspended after protesters forced the facility's closure over fuel shortages. The company said Sunday it has declared force at the Sharara oil field in the country's south. The company says that negotiations with the protesters were underway to resume production as soon as possible. Local media reported that residents of the southern town of Ubari forced a shutdown of the field earlier in the month. Libya's light crude has long featured in the country's years-long civil conflict. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is releasing new details about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's nearly week-long hospitalization. It says he had a medical procedure December 22nd and went home a day later, but was admitted to intensive care on January 1st when he began experiencing severe pain. The latest information comes as Republicans and Democrats in Congress express sharp concerns about the secrecy of Austin's hospital stay and the fact that the president and other senior leaders were kept in the dark about it for days. The Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks and top government leaders were not notified until January 4th that Austin had been hospitalized since January 1st. U.S. congressional leaders have reached an agreement on overall spending levels for the current fiscal year that could help avoid a partial government shutdown later in the month. The House Speaker Mike Johnson is hailing the agreement in a letter to colleagues as the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade. President Joe Biden says the agreement is one step closer to preventing a needless government shutdown and protecting important national priorities. Lawmakers needed an agreement on overall spending levels so the appropriators could write the bills that set line-by-line money for agencies. Funding is set to lapse January 19th for some agencies and February 2nd for others. Rescue teams are working through snow to deliver supplies to isolated hamlets after a powerful earthquake hit western Japan, killing at least 161 people. Heavy snowfall falling in Ishikawa Prefecture over the weekend and through the new week is adding to the urgency. Over 100 people are still unaccounted for after the New Year's Day 7.6 magnitude tremor, and 565 people were injured. Hundreds of aftershocks have followed, rattling Noto Peninsula. A woman in her 90s was pulled alive from a collapsed house where she had waited for 124 hours before she was rescued. More than 140 Boeing planes operated by Alaska Airlines and United Airlines are stuck on the ground while the airlines await instructions on how to inspect them. Meanwhile, investigators searched Sunday in Oregon for a paneled over exit door that blew out of an Alaskan Airlines jet Friday. The plane was a Boeing 737 MAX 9, and Alaska and United are the only U.S. airlines that use the plane. They're in the waiting for Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration to agree on steps for preventing another blowout. The depressurized jet with 171 passengers and six crew returned safely to Portland's airport with no serious injuries Friday night. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.